Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请我们翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
We'll read from verse 6 through verse 13.
我们从第六节读到十三节。
I will read it in English first, and my dear brother will read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6.
希伯来书第八章第六节。
But now he, that is our Lord Jesus, has got a more excellent ministry.By so much as he is a mediator of a better covenant, which is established on the footing of better promises.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
For if that first was faultless, please had not been sought for a second.
那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
For finding fault, he says to them, Behold, days come, said the Lord, and I will consummate a new covenant as regards the house of Israel and as regards the house of Judah.
所以主指责他的百姓说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Not according to the covenant which I made to their fathers in the day of my taking their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not regard them, saith the Lord.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及的时候，以他们所立的约。因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们，这是主说的。
Verse 10,
第十节。
Because this is the covenant that I will covenant to the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord, giving my laws into their mind, I will write them also upon their hearts, and I will be to them for God, and they shall be to me for people.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And they shall not teach each his fellow citizen, and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because all shall know me in themselves, from the little one among them,unto the great among them.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Because I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawlessnesses, I will never remember anymore.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
In that he says new, he has made the first old, and that which grows old and aged is near disappearing.
既说新约，就以前的约为旧了，但那渐旧渐衰的，就必快归无有了。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, with grateful hearts, we gather together unto thy name.
亲爱的主，我们带着感谢的心聚在你的名下。
We thank thee for thy faithfulness, for thy promise to us.
我们谢谢你对我们的信实，你对我们的应许。
As two or three are gathered together unto thy name, there wilt thou be.In their midst.
因为你应许说有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
By faith, we believe that thou art here with us.
借着信, 我们实知道, 你在我们当中。
We know that we are on holy ground.
我们知道我们如今是站在圣地。
We will remove our shoes and stand on the ground of thy bond servants.
我们实在要脱去我们的鞋子, 我们站在奴仆的地位。
And say to thee, Lord, what hast thou to say to us?
我们要向主说, 主啊, 你有什么话要吩咐我们?
Speak, Lord, thy servants heareth.
主人, 请说, 你的仆人们静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank God for gathering us together again this time.
感谢神这一次再把我们聚在一起。
The burden that the Lord has put upon my heart is very simple.
主放在我心中的负担是非常的简单。
It is concerned with the new covenant, its life and ministry.
是讲到新约的生命与执事。
We all know that we are today living under the new covenant.
我们都知道我们今天活在新约的里面。
And it is God's will that we should live according to the new covenant.
是神的旨意,我们需要活,我们的生活是根据这个新约。
Not only our life, but even our service, our ministry must be according to the new covenant.
不单单是我们的生活,乃是我们的服事,我们的执事也是根据新约。
But as we fellowship with brothers and sisters in many different places,
当我们跟弟兄姊妹在不同的地方有交通的时候,
it seems to me that God's people today are still living under the old covenant.
好像是今天神的儿女还是活在旧约的光景里面。
Not only so, but even our ministry, our service is still under the old covenant.
不光光是我们的生活如此, 甚至我们的服事, 我们的执事, 也活在旧约的底下。
Put it in another way.
换句话说,
it seems to be that God's people today are still walking in the outward way of so-called Christian life.
就好像今天神的儿女只是外面活在基督徒的生活当中。
Even our services are still under the old covenant.
就算我们的服事也在旧约的底下。
To put it very clearly,
很清楚明了地说,
it seems as if all our Christian life and our so-called Christian service is still under the old covenant of law.
就是说我们今天基督徒的生活还有我们的侍奉 都是活在旧约律法之下。
It is still under the obligation of thou shalt or thou shalt not.
经常是活在你不可以这样,你不可以那样的。
Instead of living and serving in the power of the life within.
而不是活在生命大能的管理底下。
We are still, as it were, living under law and not under grace.
我们实在好像还是活在律法之下, 而不是活在恩典的底下。
But we know that God has not only provided for us this new covenant way of life and service.
我们知道主不单只为我们预备了新约的生活与执事。
It is actually the only way that He wants us to live and to serve.
其实这也是主要我们只按着这一条道路
So I feel that it is time that we should go back to the very basic.
所以我实在觉得我们应该回到最基本的功课。
And by the grace of God, not only to understand, but also to live and serve under the new covenant.
我们不单单要清楚明白新约，我们也实在活在新约，以侍奉在新约的底下。
Now this time, we would like to approach this matter from four different directions.
这次我们要从四个角度来看这个题目。
Number one, what is the new covenant?
头一点是新约是什么。
Number two,
第二点，
how can we live the life according to the new covenant?
我们如何能够活出新约的生活。
Number three,
第三点，
what is new covenant ministry?
什么是新约的执事。
Number four,
第四点，
How can we be brought into such ministry?
我们如何能够被带进这样的职事？
So let's look to the Lord together.
所以让我们一同来仰望我们的主。
And pray that the Lord will really give us understanding.
我们实在祈求主把这样能够领会的恩典给我们。
Not only to know it, but also to experience it.
不单单能够认识，也能够进入经历。
And it is all for the glory of God.
全是为了神的荣耀。
As you read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候，
probably one thing will surprise you.
有一点可能叫你觉得惊讶的。
You find that in the Word of God,
你发现在神的话里面，
It seems as if God delights in making covenant with man.
好像神喜悦与人立约。
Now what is covenant?
约是什么呢？
That is an old English word.
这是一个古旧英文的词句。
In modern time, we usually use the word contract.
现在我们经常会用合同、合约这个字。
We find that in every business transaction,
我们发现在每一个商业的一个合同里面。
Even if you are trying to buy a house,
就算你要买一所房子。
Now you have to have a contract.
你需要有一个合约。
There will be a legal document.
这是一个法律上的文件。
And in that document, it will relate what are the responsibilities and the privileges of the both sides, both parties.
在这个文件上面就告诉我们双方他们有什么义务，也有什么责任。
And it has a legal right before the court.
在法院面前，这个有法律的责任。
Now I remember when I was a child.
我记得当我是小孩子的时候。
At that time when you are doing any business.
当你那个时候要做任何的生意。
There wasn't such a thing as having a contract.
在那个时候没有什么所谓的合同。
It is all by the word.
都是凭着一句话。
If you promise to do certain things,
如果你答应要做什么，
Now that is what you will do.
你就要做。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜的，
because of the weakness of man,
今天因着人的软弱，
man's word does not seem to be dependable.
人的话好像靠不住了。
You may promise something, but you do not fulfill it.
你可能去答应什么话，但是你没有照着答应去做。
And because of this, you have to have a legal document.
所以为着这样的原因，你要有一些法律的根据。
That binds you to your responsibility or to your privilege.
就是把你约在你的责任跟你的义务上面。
This is how contract comes into being.
而这是为什么有个所谓的合同合约。
Now in our days you find contract is everywhere.
如今你发现到处都有这种的合约。
Nothing can be done unless there is a contract.
如果没有合约，什么事情也做不成。
Isn't it strange that our God should like to sign contracts?
你觉得是不是很奇怪？好像我们的神喜欢签合同。
To him, there is no need of any contract.
对于他来讲，他不需要有任何的合约。
Because our God is the truth.
因为我们的神是真理。
Whatever he promises, he performs.
他是真实的，他所应许的一切，他都会应验。
He never go back on his word.
他绝对不会违背他的话。
So there is no need for God to have any contract.
所以对于神来讲，根本不需要他立什么合约。
But strangely, you find this seems to be the way that God will deal with man.
但是很奇怪的，好像神是这样与人在那里立约。
Now, of course, we know it is not because God needs such a contract.
所以我们就看到，不是因为神需要这样的合约。
It is because God knows our frailty.
因为神知道我们的软弱。
We are so unfaithful.
我们是那样的不守约。
We are not believable.
我们是那样的不信。
So somehow we think God is like us.
所以好像神跟我们一样那样。
That his words are not dependable.
好像他的话靠不住一样。
So God condescends himself to our level.
所以神就降卑到我们这个层次。
That in order that to encourage us to believe what he has said.
然后能够激励我们，叫我们相信他。
So here we see the love of God.
所以我们看到这是神的爱。
You know, throughout the Bible,
在整本圣经的里面，
you find again and again God made contracts with man.
你一次再次的看到神与人立合同。
If I'm correct, the first word covenant appear in the Bible.
我如果我看得对的话，头一次约在圣经里面出现。
That is found in Genesis chapter 9.
那是在创世纪第九章。
And if you will turn to it,
如果你要翻到创世纪九章的话，
you will find that after the flood,
那是在洪水之后。
God knows that man are in such frightened situation.
神知道人那个时候是落在极大的惧怕底下。
Because the flood has covered the world.
因为洪水淹没了全地。
Every living thing were dead.
每一切的活物都给淹死。
Only Noah and his family, they were saved through the ark.
只有挪亚跟他一家人因着方舟而被拯救。
So no wonder there was such fear in the heart of man.
所以难怪当时人心中充满了恐惧。
Now in order to comfort man,
为了要人得着安慰。
So when God said how he would bless Noah and his family,
当神说他要如何的祝福挪亚跟他的一家的时候，
they were spread over the whole world.
叫他们能够遍满分散在全地。
And they will have dominion over the animals.
他们能够有权柄管理一切的牲畜。
And whoever shed any blood of man will be punished.
流他们血的将会得到惩罚。
And God said he will no longer using any flood to destroy the world.
神应许他们说不再用水来毁灭他们。
And he even put a symbol, a sign in the cloud.
甚至他在云彩当中有了立约的记号。
And at that time he said in verse 9,
所以在第九节他说，
And I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you.
So, 我与你们和你们的后裔立约。
So, this is the first time that the word covenant is used.
这是头一次 约这个字在圣经里面出现。
But as you read what God said to Adam,
当你读神如何向亚当说的时候，
even though the word covenant is not there,
虽然约这个字没有出现，
but as you read what he said to Adam, it is almost like a contract.
你看到神向亚当说的话，这真像是一个合约。
Because as you read it, you find there are blessings that God has promised.
你就看到在那里有神祝福的应许。
But there are also responsibilities put upon man.
当然也有神，也有人这方面要负的责任。
A man is to plow and man is to govern.
人在那里要耕种，人在那里要那里管理这一切。
And man is to watch.
人要在那里来看守。
And man is to subdue all things to the feet of God.
人要治理这一切，叫这一切都伏在神的脚下。
Not only there are duties for man.
不单单这里有人要尽的责任。
But there are also responsibility.
在那里还是有他们要记的义务。
And God said there is one tree that you cannot eat.
神说那里有一棵树你们不可以吃。
If you eat, you will die.
你们吃的时候必定死。
So you have all these elements there.
所以在那里有这样各样的元素在。
It is like a contract with man.
好像实在是与人所立的一个约。
But we see that how man failed God's purpose.
我们实在看到人如何的在神旨意里面失败了。
So after that, you find with Noah, God come out with clear word about a covenant, a contract.
以后就看在神与挪亚就很明明的在那里立了约。
And then, of course, we know afterwards in the life of Abraham.
我们后来我们就看到在亚伯拉罕的身上
how the God of glory appeared to him
荣耀的神向他显现
and asked him to leave his native place his family and to go to where God will lead him
要他离开本族父家到神要他去的地方
and by faith Abraham obeyed
借着信亚伯拉罕在那里顺服
but when you come to Genesis chapter 15
当来到创世纪十五章的时候
You see when God is saying to him that he shall have his seed many seed
神就允许他有许多的后裔
It seems as if Abraham found it difficult to believe in God
当时亚伯拉罕好像很难这样能够信神
Because he has not have any seed anyHis son,
因为当时
after all these years,
他一个儿子都没有，怎么能够有后裔？
And God wants to assure him.
所以神要他实在能够清楚地相信。
And it was night. It was night.
这是在晚上。
So God led him outside of his tent.
神就把他带到他的帐篷之外。
And showed him all the stars in heaven.
叫他向天观看，看看数算众星。
And your seed shall be as the stars of the heaven.
他说你的后裔将要如此。
And that and strengthens Abraham's faith.
来加强他的信心。
And Abraham believed, and it was considered to be his righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Then when God said,He will give him the land of Canaan.
神就应许要把迦南地给他。
And Abraham could hardly believe that.
亚伯兰也实在信不过来。
Because there were seven tribes already there.
因为在那里有迦南七族占据那地。
So you remember God asked him to do something.
所以你记得神就要求他做一点事情。
And actually, that is the old way of a contract.
就是那乃是那个年代立约的做合同的那一个的手续。
You have the animals killed and put on two sides.
你要把 这些的动物来劈开两半。
And the two parties will go through it.
然后双方在中间走过。
It is a contract of blood.
这乃是血的约。
And everything will be assured.
这样一切就都定案了。
So there you find in that chapter.
所以你就在这一章里面你看到。
It tells us that God made a covenant with him.
神与他立了约。
Then of course we are all familiar with God's covenant with the children of Israel.
当然我们都非常熟悉神与以色列百姓所立的约。
When you come to Exodus.
当我们来到出埃及记的时候。
In Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章。
God brought them to Mount Sinai.
神把他们带到西乃山。
And God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神颁布了十诫。
In order that they might be God's people.
叫他们能够成为神的子民。
It is the covenant of law.
这是律法的约。
And all these Ten Commandments are thou shalt, thou shalt not.
这十诫都是说你当做什么，你不可做什么。
We call it the covenant of law.
我们都说到这是律法的诫命。
And then as you continue on,
这样我们继续的时候
you will find how they rebel against God.
你就看到他们如何的背叛了神。
And they were in the wilderness for 38 years.
他们在旷野漂流了38年。
And when again they came to the border of the promised land.
当他们来到迦南地的边界的时候
in the land of Moab.
在摩亚地。
God made another covenant with them.
神再次与他们立约。
You find that in Deuteronomy Chapter 29, verse 1.
你就看到在生命记二十九章第一节那里说
It is a covenant of law with grace, with mercy.
在那里是神与他们定律法的约，但是带着怜悯。
And under that covenant, they were able to enter into the promised land.
因着这个约他们能够进入应许地。
And probably you will think of David.
当然你也记得大卫。
After God has made him king over Israel.
当神立他为以色列的君王的时候。
And God bless him.
神赐福给他。
And then you find in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
你就发现在撒母耳记下第七章那里。
How God promised him to build up his house.
神应许他的要为神建殿。
Even though the word covenant is not used.
虽然那个约没有在这里出现。
But we all know it is a Davidic covenant.
但是我们知道这是大卫之约。
And after all the failures of the nation of Israel.
虽然以色列家有那么多的失败。
God promised them in Jeremiah 31.
神应许他们在耶利米第三十一章那里。
In Jeremiah 31:31-34.
在耶利米书三十一章三十一到三十四节那里。
God said, I will make a new covenant with you.
他说我要与你们另立新约。
And that is recorded also in Hebrews chapter 8.
这也是记载到希伯来书第八章。
So these are the brief history of the covenants of God.
这是神立约的一个历史。
But probably, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you will ask a question.
你会问一个问题。
It seems as if God specifies especially two covenants.
神在这里特别指出了有两个约。
One is the covenant at Mount Sinai.
一个约是西乃山所立的。
It is a covenant of law.
是律法的约。
And then you find another covenant.
你会找到另外还有一个约。
That God has promised to the nation of Israel.
神是应许给以色列百姓的。
It has not been fulfilled yet.
如今还没有实现。
But God promised that one day He will make a new covenant with us.
神应许说日子将到我要与以色列家另立新约。
It is no longer a covenant of law.
这不再是律法的约。
It is a covenant of grace.
是恩典的约。
It is no longer thou shalt, thou shalt not.
不是说你要你当做这个你不可做那个。
It is all I will, I will, and I will.
乃是说我要我要我要。
But all these two covenants are given to the children of Israel.
这些的约都是给了以色列的子民。
Now we are Gentiles.
我们是外邦人。
So what has that to do with us?
那这跟我们有什么关系？
How comes that these two covenants seem to also applicable to us?
为什么这两个约都跟我们有关呢？
Now if you will read Romans chapter 2,
如果你读罗马书第二章
from verse 14 to 16,
罗马书第二章十四到第十六节
here you find the apostle Paul is trying to tell people how people who are under law will be judged by the law.
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们在律法之下的人是被律法来约束。
But how about those Gentiles that are not under law?
那那些外邦人他们没有律法的怎么办呢？
Because when God gave that Ten Commandments written words to the children of Israel,
因为当神把十诫成为成文的律法给以色列人的时候，
It is for the nation of Israel.
是为了以色列这一国。
If they doobey God's commandment.
如果他们遵行神的诫命，
then God will be their God.
神就做他们的神。
If they do not obey God's commandment,
如果他们不遵行神自己的诫命，
then God will not be their God.
神就不做他们的神。
Now that is all concerning the nation of Israel.
这完全是对以色列这个国来说的。
Now how about us Gentiles?
那我们外邦人怎么办呢？
God has not given the Ten Commandments to us.
神没有把十诫给我们。
We do not have written commandments.
我们没有被写下来成文的律法。
So what shall happen to us?
那我们怎么办呢？
Is there any relationship with us?
这个跟我们有什么关系呢？
AndThis you find in Romans chapter 2.
所以在罗马书第二章就告诉我们。
So in verse 14.
所以第十四节。
For when those of the nations which have no law practice by nature the things of the law, these having no law are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts.Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts accusing or else excusing themselves between themselves, in the day when God shall judge the secret of man according to my glad tidings by Jesus Christ.
十四到第十六节，没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法。自己就是自己的律法，这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非，就在神借耶和华借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
So brothers and sisters, you see that even though We do not have the written law, the Ten Commandments given to us.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们没有成文的十诫给我们，
But somehow, the very nature of that law has been written upon our conscience.
但是不知道如何，这一个律法的本质已经写在我们良心上。
We call it the natural law.
我们称为本性 行律法上的事。
The so-called natural law actually is the law of God written upon our conscience.
这个好像是天然的律法，就是神的律法写在我们良心上。
Even though because we have seen so much,
虽然我们见了这么多，
our conscience seems to be in coma.
我们的良心如今好像是沉睡了。
But once in a time, maybe a few times, our conscience seems to be wake up a little while.
但是曾几何时啊，偶尔我们的良心好像有一点的反应。
Especially when a person is dying.
特别是当一个人临死的时候。
You find that when a person is dying, he always wants to say something good.
你知道人快死的时候他总要讲一些善言。
Because in his conscience, he knows he cannot see God.
因为在他的良心里面他知道他不能够去见神。
And this is how religion comes into the world.
这就是为什么宗教 进到这个地上。
Whatever religion it may be,
不管是任何的宗教，
if you really look into it, the nature is the same.
如果你看到这些宗教它的性质都是相同的。
How to appease the wrath of God.
如何去那里与神的震怒在那里能够得到一些的挽回。
And it is always answered by do something good.
这个答案就是说我们要做一些的善事。
Thou shalt, thou shalt not.
就是你不可以做什么，你当做什么。
So you find even we do not have the Ten Commandments written by God to us.
虽然我们没有神给我们写出来成文的十诫。
But the very nature of that commandment, God's commandment, is in our conscience.
但是那十诫的性质是在我们良心的上。
So we will be judged by that.
所以我们是根据这个来被审判。
So when you look at it, you find that we are all under the old covenant of law.
所以你就看到我们都是活在旧约之下。
Now how about the new covenant?
那新约又如何呢？
Because the new covenant was promised to the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel.
因为新约乃是神与以色列人与犹大人所立的。
And it is not promised to us.
不是与我们立的。
Now how comes that today we are in the new covenant?
那为什么今天我们活在新约之中呢？
Now if you read Luke chapter 22.
如果你读路加福音二十二章的话，
Verse 20.
路加福音二十二章第二十节。
You remember before our Lord Jesus went to the cross.
你知道当我们的主上十字架之前，
How he gathered his own in the upper room.
他就把属于他的人召聚在小楼之上，
For so-called the Last Supper.
就是讲到最后的晚餐。
And during the last Passover supper he had with his disciples.
在这个最后的晚餐，过逾越节，他与他的门徒在一起。
The Lord took up a loaf of bread.
主就拿起饼来。
And said, This is my body given for you.
这是我的身体是给你们的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And afterwards, he took up a cup.
他又举起杯来之后，
And there you find in Luke 22:20.
你就看到路加福音二十二章第二十节。
In like manner also the cup, after having supped, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.
说饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
In other words, you find what God has promised the new covenant to the nation of Israel and nation of Judah.
你就看到神应许给以色列家、给犹大家的新约
has now been given to us Christians.
现在给了我们这些基督徒
So today, we are living and serving under the new covenant of grace.
所以我们今天就在这新约恩典的下面生活来侍奉。
We have already experienced the new covenant.
我们已经经历了这新约。
We are living and serving under the new covenant.
我们是在新约之下来生活与侍奉。
The children of Israel one day will also have the privilege of this new covenant.
以色列的百姓他们有一天将来也要活在这新约之下。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
as we read the word of God,
当我们读神的话的时候,
we find that God has delivered us out of the old covenant of law.
我们看见神把我们从旧约律法的约底下拯救出来。
And now he put us in the new covenant.
如今他把我们放在新约之下。
It is the new covenant of grace.
这乃是新约，是恩典的约。
It is no longer thou shalt, thou shalt not.
不再是你不可做这个，你当做那个。
It is no longer depending upon our own selves.
不再是跟依靠我们的自己。
It is all I will, I will, and I will.
乃是神说我要，我要这样做。
I think, theoretically, we all know we are under the new covenant of grace.
从理论上我们都知道我们是活在新约恩典之下。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜的,
we find that we are still living under the old covenant of law and even serving in the same way.
但是我们实际呢,我们今天还是活在旧约律法之下，我们是在律法之下来侍奉。
So this is what we want to seek together before the Lord.
这是我们在主面前我们要一同寻求的。
Now, what is the new covenant?
新约是什么呢？
What is the new covenant that the blood of our Lord Jesus has sealed?
这新约是什么呢？我们的主用他的宝血所完成的这个约。
And it is given to his disciples.
这个约已经给了他的门徒。
As you read Hebrews chapter 8,
当你读希伯来书第八章的时候，
you will find it is very simple.
这里是非常的简单。
Because the Lord said,
因为我们的主这样说，
in the old days,How he took the hands of the fathers.
说他以前如何拉着他们祖宗的手。
He led them out of the land of bondage.
领他们脱离捆绑之地。
And he led them through the wilderness.
把他们带他们经过了旷野。
And he was leading them into Canaan.
把他们带进迦南。
But somehow,
但是
the children of Israel as if they struggle out of the hand of God.
神，我们在这里看到以色列的百姓，他们在那里挣扎脱离神的手。
It is as if a mother or a father holding the hands of a child.
好像一个父母来拖着他小孩的手。
And lead the child through the street.
带这个孩子在街上走。
And somehow the child's attention was attracted by something in the window.
但是这个孩子就被橱窗里面的东西吸引了他。
And he struggled himself out of the hands of the parent.
他就甩开了父母的手。
And go his own way.
就自己去跑过去。
Now this is the way we find God dealing with the children of Israel.
你看这就是神与以色列百姓当中发生的事。
God led them out of Egypt.
神带他们出埃及。
God led them all the way through the wilderness.
神带他们经过了旷野。
He made every provision for them.
他在那里为他们预备一切的需要。
It is as if he's holding their hands.
好像真是拖着他们的手一样。
And lead them out.
把他们带出埃及。
But somehow they struggle out of the hand of God.
但是他们就甩开了神的手。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
in our Christian experience,
在我们过基督徒的经历里面，
how often we find we are in the same way.
多少时候我们也是这样。
The Lord said, I will, I will.
主说我要，我要。
And yet we struggle out, as it were, of the hands of God.
但是我们斟酌，挣扎，脱离了主的手。
And we want to say, thou shalt, thou shalt not.
我们在那里说，我要做这个，我不可以做那个。
So in other words,
换一句话说，
the old covenant of law is the outward way of life.
旧约的律法乃是讲到外面的一些的生活。
Even though with all God's loving instructions,
就算是根据神这个慈爱的这样的教导，
and with all his merciful hand,
因着他根据他怜施怜悯的手，
it is still something outside,
这仍然是外面的东西。
He is holding their hands,
他仍然是拖着他们的。
It is not something inward,
不是从里面出来的。
And because of that, there is the danger of leaving the hands of God.
所以在这里就有能够脱离了神手的危险。
And go their own way.
然后他们就自己任意而行了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
somehow, many Christians today are still in that kind of living.
今天多少基督徒仍然活在这种光景之下。
They do not see the inward way of life.
他们没有看到过内在里面的生活。
They do not walk in the inward way of God's leading.
他们没有根据神里面的带领而活。
So God said, I will make a new covenant with you.
所以神就说我要与你们另立新约。
And this new covenant is all inward.
这个新约都是从里面的。
And it is all God said, I will, I will, and I will.
神说我要，我要，我要。
It is not because you perform, therefore God can acknowledge you as his own.
神这里不是说你做了什么事情神就说我做你们的神。
It is because you're his and he is responsible to bring you into his full purpose.
乃是因为你们是他的，所以他就完全负责任把我们带到他指定里面。
So when you read the new covenant,
所以当我们读新约的时候，
it is very simple.
这是非常的简单。
It is no longer ten commandments.
不再是十诫。
No longer ten thou shalt and thou shalt not.
不是十个你不可做这个你当做那个。
It has only three articles.
这里只有三条的条文。
And all in all these three articles,
在这三个条文的里面，
God said, I will do this, I will do that, I will do everything.
神说我要做这个，我要做那个，我要做这一切。
And because of what I'm doing, that's where you are.
因着我做这些事情，所以你们就能够得到。
So it is all a covenant of grace.
所以这都是恩典。的实行。
Now, whether you read Jeremiah 31,
不管你是读耶利米书三十一章，
or Hebrews chapter 8,
或者你读希伯来书第八章，
you find there is a certain order there.
你看在那里有一个次序。
The first article mentioned that.
头一个条文乃是这样说。
In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10,
乃是希伯来书八章第十节。
Giving my laws into their mind, I will write them also upon their hearts, and I will be to them for God, and they shall be to me for people.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
That is the first article.
这是头一个条文。
And the second article.
第二个条文
verse 11,
第十一节
And they shall not teach each his fellow citizen and each his brother saying, Know the Lord, because all shall know me in themselves, from the little one among them unto the great among them.
说他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
And the third article is verse 12.
第三个条文乃是十二节。
Because I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawlessness, I will never remember anymore.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
Now this order is according to the will of God.
这个次序乃是根据神的旨意。
God's will is that He be our God and we be His children.
神的旨意乃是他要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民。
So He writes His law into our mind.
所以他就把他的律法写在我们的心上。
Then you find, secondly, how are we going to know His will?
那第二点就是说，我们如何能够知道他的旨意呢？
And then finally, you find how our sins will be solved.
然后最后你就看到如何我们的罪的问题得到解决。
This is God's order.
这是神的次序。
Now, so far as our experience go,
那从我们的经历上来讲，
and we will go first with the last article.
所以我们是从第三个条文开始经历的。
We will first experience what righteousness is.
我们先经历了如何的被称为义。
How can we be right before God?
我们如何能够在神面前活得对呢？
We have no standing before God.
我们在神面前不能够站立。
Because we have sinned.
因为我们犯罪。
And we have continued to sin.
我们一直在犯罪。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He not only forgive, but He forget.
他不单单赦免我们的罪，他还不纪念忘记我们的罪。
So this is the beginning of our experience of the grace of God.
这是我们经历神恩典的开始。
And then as you go on,
当我们继续向前的时候，
Now how do I know the will of God?
那我们怎么能够知道神的旨意呢？
And it says you know it in yourself.
他就说你自己知道。
It's not an outward knowing.
不是外面的认识。
Something that is taught to you.
不是别人教导你的。
It is the anointing within you that teaches you.
是在你里面的恩膏在那里教导你。
And then finally, where do you have the power to overcome yourself?
那最后呢，你如何的得到能力来胜过你自己呢？
To overcome your flesh.
去胜过你的肉体呢？
You find that God Himself is your power.
你就发现神自己是你的能力。
So that will be the order according to our experience.
所以这乃是我们经历上的次序。
Then you find in verse 13.
你就看到第十三节。
In that he says new, he has made the first one old, and aged is near disappearing.
所以既说新约，就以前的约为旧了。但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有了。
Now this refers to our experience.
这是讲到我们的经历。
So far as God's fact is concerned.
从神讲的事实
方面来看。The old covenant is already over.
旧约在神看来已经过去。
The new covenant is now in force.
如今新约已经在那里实行了。
But when you come to your own experience of God's deliverance,
但如今你要讲到你如何经历神的拯救，
it does not come all at once.
不是一下子就完成的。
You find that gradually the old passes away.
你就发现旧的是渐旧渐衰。
And then finally the new takes over.
然后新约就在那里显出来。
So this is what you find what the new covenant is.
这里我们就看到新约是什么。
Now this morning we are just laying a foundation.
今天早上我们就是把这样的基础来放好。
Now God willing,
神若愿意
Tomorrow we want to see, according to our experience, how can we live according to the new covenant?
明天我们要看从我们的经历上面，我们如何能够活出根据新约。
How can we be delivered from the old covenant of law?
我们如何从旧约的律法里面给拯救出来
？And actually living according to the new covenant.
然后我们实在能够具体的活在新约的当中。
So let us continue to wait upon the Lord.
让我们一同继续的在主面前等候。
That He will lead us into reality.
他就把我们带进实际的里面。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for Thy living Word.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你给我们活泼的话。
We pray that by Thy Spirit illumining, we may really be brought into the reality of Thy Word.
我们实在说，借着你灵的光照。把我们带进你话语的实际里面。
Deliver us from only knowing these things with our mind.
就我们只是头脑上知道这些的事情。
Pray that Thou will lead us into living experience.
我们实在求你把我们带进经历的当中。
Show us how we may be delivered totally from ourselves.
就我们看见如何我们。从自己里面完全被拯救出来
，and be brought into the new inward way of life，
叫我们实在能够带进里面实际的生活。
That Thy purpose concerning us may be realized，
让你在我们身上的旨意能够成就。
We want to thank Thee that it is not only Thy will that Thou should justify us。
我们实在看到你的旨意不单单叫我们被称为义
Thou want to sanctify us
你要我们能够成圣
and even to glorify us
你还要我们得荣耀
We ask in thy precious name
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告
Amen, Amen.